Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save big money at Menards.
AM 630 WMAL, Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Disruption on Metro's Green Line this hour because a person was struck by a train. Right now, there is no Green Line service between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue. Metro has shuttle buses running as police investigate the circumstances of that person being hit by the train a couple of hours ago. With Hillary Clinton temporarily sidelined, other Democrats are stepping in, campaigning on her behalf. President Obama was in Philadelphia.
He not only came to praise Hillary Clinton, but to some extent his presidency, with good news that incomes rose over 5% last year.
More Americans are working, more have health insurance, incomes are rising, poverty is falling, and gas is $2 a gallon. Thanks, Obama.
But more to the point, the president told the friendly crowd,
no matter how many times people knock her down and mess with her, she does not quit.
Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Donald Trump's running mate, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, continues a fight in federal court today to block state agencies from helping Syrian refugees resettle in his state. A federal judge ruled last February that Pence's order discriminates against refugees, but today a federal appeals court in Chicago will hear arguments in Pence's appeal. Members of the Loudoun County School Board have decided not to censure one member who was arrested last month at a Donald Trump rally. Joy Maloney was arrested after reportedly stepping in front of people waiting to get into the Trump rally, then refusing to go to the back of the line before sitting down on the ground and refusing to leave. Maloney was charged with trespassing. It's been a tough year for parents in Prince George's County. Last February, there were allegations that 23 kids were sexually abused. Now school officials say there are potential new cases of abuse under investigation.
Dr. Kevin Maxwell says the new principal at Judge Sylvania Woods Elementary is on administrative leave pending a police investigation.
To my knowledge, it did not involve students, but that's what the investigations are about.
Meanwhile, a county school bus aide is also on leave while police investigate abuse allegations involving at least one student last school year.
If you don't love children, we're not going to have you working with our children in Prince George's County.
No charges have been filed in either of the new cases. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Drivers on a stretch of Georgia Avenue in Montgomery County will now have a new reminder not to drink and drive in the form of a tribute to fallen Montgomery County Police Officer Noah Liotta.
Georgia Avenue headed into Olney.
He attended schools here. As a police officer, he served this community.
Now dedicated to Montgomery County Officer Noah Liotta, thanks to a proclamation from Governor Larry Hogan 2 weeks before Noah's law goes into effect.
Noah's parents found a way to channel their grief.
We knew what we had to do in Noah's memory, and that was Noah's law.
The law, named after Rich Liotta's son, forces all convicted drunk drivers to install ignition interlock devices.
Even in death, he will continue to save lives.
October 1, 2016. Noah's on patrol.
In Olney, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Virginia State Supreme Court is going to hear arguments in a lawsuit challenging whether the Fairfax County School Board can add protection for LGBT students to its non-discrimination policy. The group that filed the suit claims expanding the local non-discrimination policy, quote, violates state law and harms children. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,067. The Nasdaq at 51.55. Sports, the Nationals rally but fall short, losing to the Mets in 10 innings. The O's gain ground, beating the Red Sox. WNBA, the Mystics win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
What's the big story?
Chris Plant.
Chris Plant. It is the craziest political season ever, ever in American history.
9 to noon.
All kinds of stuff to talk about
on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Uplift your mood with Dunkin's Medium Macchiatos and Lattes for $1.99 from noon to 6 p.m. They're a perfect afternoon pick-me-up. Now available in delicious pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway. If you're leaving the Springfield area, heading toward the Wilson Bridge, outer loop right as you come up toward Telegraph Road. That's where the reports of a car fire. I watched about three fire trucks responding in that area. Definitely seeing some slowdowns. Looks like they're stopping right near outer loop at Telegraph and blocking one lane. So do watch. On 66, we had all lanes open in Centerville, but now fire truck and ambulance have arrived to the scene. Eastbound 66, before you get to 28 Centerville, left lane remains blocked now. Big delays almost out of Gainesville through Manassas to this crash in Centerville. Now let's get you onto the George Washington Parkway incident southbound as you come off the Beltway. U.S. Park Police are there. They're trying to let one lane get you by. And the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring with 95 slowing near the ICC to get by the crash at 212 that's on the shoulder and then the off and on volume to join the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot one today, unseasonably hot temperatures, 12 plus degrees above normal, 94 degrees, lots of sunshine with a few clouds. Cold front's on the march. This evening it gets here, maybe a stray shower, thunder shower, then partly cloudy overnight tonight, 69. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high of more seasonable, 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Haymarket, 64 in Gaithersburg, 64 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. WikiLeaker Chelsea Manning is set to have sex change surgery. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL 707 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Katie McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. And at 8:05, I think he's been writing some of the best stuff about the campaign out there. Byron York with the Washington Examiner will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And on August 2nd, Loudoun County School Board member Joy Maloney was arrested at Briar Woods High School because of a disruption that she caused at a Donald Trump rally, or as people were about to attend a Donald Trump rally. Joining us now, Ron Meyer. He's a member of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. And Ron, why don't you give us a little more details about what exactly happened that day and what Ms. Maloney did to get herself arrested?
Well, she'll be in court today, so we'll find out a little bit more about what the objective facts are. But we heard from firsthand accounts that she had caused a disruption by cutting in line multiple times, and also she was a protester, not actually someone who wanted to attend the rally. And so the Trump campaign, who had rented out the space, which was a school, they'd rented it out for the day, they had revoked her ticket and asked her to leave. And when she refused to leave, they asked the sheriff's department to help because they were hired for the event as well. And when the sheriff's department asked her to leave, she refused to. And then when she refused again, she just sat on the ground. And the sheriff's department was actually forced to drag her away. And so those are the sort of the objective facts.
Okay.
We don't know exactly what the disruption was. But the problem is that we had tons of people from our district, which is the Broad Run district around Dulles and Loudoun County and Ashburn. And she just disrespected and did not listen to the sheriff's department officials. She did not listen to police officers and made quite a scene. And it's just really, you know, it kind of should. People are frustrated that people in elected office feel like they're above the law. And that's what she did. She felt like she was above the law and above the wishes of the police officers. Instead of trying to discuss it with them or talk with them, she tried to make a scene. And when the school board last night, a couple members, a couple brave members of the school board, tried to reprimand her, the school board decided that they weren't going to do it, which I think is unfortunate. It's really a sad example to set for our kids what she did, and I think that she deserves some sort of formal reprimand for it.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate here. Doesn't she have the right to offer a protest and public, what do you call, civil disobedience? Isn't that her right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there were 80 other peaceful protesters there, none of whom who got arrested. Her problem was that she felt because she was an elected official, she was entitled to do whatever she wanted and be wherever she wanted on that school ground. And so my question is this. I'm a Loudoun County elected official. Can I do anything in this county or anything on public ground? If somebody from our sheriff's department, and I understand that, you know, we're having a debate right now on what police should be able to do and if there's some overstepping some places in the country. I can tell you Loudoun County is not one of the places where we're in radical need of police reform. I'm not saying that there aren't places, other places in the country where there are, but that's just not the case here. And she said basically because she's a school board member and because of the First Amendment, she should have the right to disobey, I think, a relatively reasonable request from law enforcement. And it's just an embarrassment, I think, for elected officials out in Loudoun. And the problem is that she hasn't apologized. She's doubled down. And that's kind of what I was waiting for, is that she would apologize. We'd all be able to sort of move on from this. But she's just doubling down. It's really sort of, like I said, it's just what example does this set for our kids?
And by the way, I want to, you know, listen, this happened in Loudoun County, but God knows this is the sort of thing that we're seeing happening all over this area and really all over this country, where people are so energized and so passionate about this election in particular and these two candidates in particular that decorum seems to go out the window and responsibilities go out the window. And I also want to point out, Ron Meyer, I mean, we are acquaintances, and when you're not doing your job for the county of Loudoun, you're also you're the editor of Red Alert Politics. I've seen you on television. I read your stuff. You are a Republican, but you're hardly a Trump supporter. You're not the first guy in line to defend Donald Trump or his supporters necessarily. So you're sort of transcending your own ideology here for a larger principle. What is that principle, though?
Well, I think the principle is that as an elected official, you have to get beyond sort of your own ideology and realize that once you're elected, you represent more than just yourself or your party. And you know, I work with Democrats on a Loudoun County board. I work with Republicans. You know, Joy has to remember that she doesn't just represent the Democrats. I represent people who support Trump, who don't support Trump.
Yeah.
And that's really beside the point. And I frankly think it's pretty inappropriate to I would not be caught dead protesting a Hillary Clinton event. I disagree with much of what she stands for. I think she's dishonest. You're not going to find me out there waving a sign. You're not going to find me out there making a disruption. I think she's dishonest. I think she'd be a terrible leader. You know, obviously, you know that I'm not a huge fan of Donald Trump, but I'm not going to go out there and protest him either. I just think that we can have civil discourse, and I'm fine if you're going out there and peacefully protesting. I don't have any problem with peaceful protest. But what I'm saying is your responsibility as an elected official, I think, is to be a leader. And the question is this type of behavior leading? It's just like, I don't know. I mean, it's very similar along the lines of Colin Kaepernick. You know, there are some legitimate reasons why he's doing what he did, but was it appropriate and is it the right way to go about it? I think in both cases, the answer is no.
Let me change topics if I can, because, you know, when you look around the country, you can make the case that in a close election, it may come down to a few voting precincts in places like the I-4 corridor in Florida. And many people also look at Virginia and Loudoun County and say, you know what, as Loudoun County goes, could go the whole election. So from your viewpoint there, what do you think is going to happen in this coming election in Loudoun County? How is it shaping up?
Well, you know, my district that I won out here went for President Obama by 12 points in 2012. And that's why people shouldn't be surprised that Joy Maloney was elected in my district. And so when I was just out door knocking recently with Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, who's fantastic in my opinion, but it gave me a good snapshot of where people are thinking on the election. I'll say this. I think that Donald Trump is really wise to try to bring out something that'll attract women, because the mothers I talked to in Ashburn are not big fans. Women who normally vote Republican or consider voting Republican are not. And I've seen some really awful reactions. There's some people who are very excited about Donald Trump, and I hope that they get to work trying to persuade people. But right now, I'm telling you, the situation in Loudoun is really dire, and you cannot win Virginia without Loudoun if you're a Republican. You just can't. You know, Ed Gillespie won it last time against Mark Warner, but he wasn't able to get the whole state. So you have to win this. You just have to win it here.
And Republicans went big time for Rubio, if I remember right, in the primary out there, right?
Republicans went big for Rubio. I'm hearing it's really bizarre. You know, my wife is very sort of active among women in Ashburn, and she's hearing that they're going for Gary Johnson, which I think is very sort of interesting, an interesting phenomenon that Republican women in Ashburn are heading that direction. It's still, listen, there's a lot of things that are up in the air. Things can change, but what I'm saying is this: if Donald Trump wants a chance, he has to focus on that younger, I think, a younger demographic, and on women vote in the suburban areas like the ones I represent.
15 seconds, because we're running out of time. The developments with the basket of deplorables and Hillary's health concerns that have been arisen. Do you think it's a game changer?
Sure, I do. Absolutely, I think it's a game changer. It reinforces the fact about her dishonesty. We have to have a commander in chief that we can trust. And right now, I think it's really a tough choice for people. And for people out here, I think most of us are tuned out of the presidential election. It's just depressing. That's why I do hope that people do show up to vote and vote for people down ballot who we believe in, people like Barbara Comstock.
All right, we got to leave it there. He is a member of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors and also editor over at RedAlertPolitics.com, Ron Meyer. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks, Brian.
It is 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And again, a reminder for Metro Rail commuters. Big problems this morning. No Green Line trains between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue. They have shuttle bus services set up, but expect delays. Person struck by a train between the Suitland Station and Naylor Station, so they're doing an investigation there. Now, let's get you out of 66, out of Manassas, Gainesville area. That's where the delays now begin. So from Gainesville to 28th Centerville, we still have the left lane block. We have fire and rescue units at the scene of the crash here in Centerville. On the Greenway, toll roads, just been about the volume out of Leesburg, Route 7. Of course, we have pockets of heavy delays as you push up toward the Capitol Beltway. On the George Washington Parkway, southbound, as you come off the Beltway, do watch for the volume. And we'll take you into Maryland. If you're coming out of West Friendship, heads up on 32 southbound. As you come off of I-70, accident involves a truck that lost the load it was hauling. I know a lot of you know the intersection of Pfeffercorn Road, so that's going to be on 32 north of Pfeffercorn Road under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's a beautiful, hot summer day, not typical for mid-September. Nothing but sunny skies and high temperatures hitting 94 today. And tonight we might get a stray shower or thunderstorm in the evening, and then overnight partly cloudy skies, low 69. Tomorrow, look for clouds mixed with sun, high near 80 degrees tomorrow. Right now we're looking at 72 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:17.
Don't buy a new home without New Homes Guide, the area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. You'll see every new home community out there, so you won't say, "I didn't even know those homes were there." Get your free copy at any Harris Teeter store and newhomesguide.com.
So you might be sending your kid off to college, or you might be in college yourself and you have that first year issue with your dorm roommate. Everyone has a story, and a young woman at UCLA has shared a letter from her roommate that has gone viral, and it's the roommate from hell story, and I want to share it with you.
And they hadn't even met yet.
Nope. What happened was at the dorms at UCLA, which, by the way, according to U.S. News and World Report, is the number two public university in all of America. Number two. Number one, UC Berkeley.
How about that?
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Yeah. UCLA, there's three roommates, all right? And they got each other's names, and they got each other's email addresses.
Right. So they're coordinating, right?
Right, exactly. And they know what the layout of the room is. And so apparently one of these freshmen, identified as Ashley, it's always an Ashley, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was hearing.
She sent an email to her roommates that she hadn't met yet, basically saying, listen, let's coordinate. Let's figure out, you know, who gets what bunk and who gets what desk and all these things, because, I have some real strong feelings one way or the other, and I'd like to know where you stand. And the other two didn't respond. So then she sent this email. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it in my Ashley College Girl voice.
Okay, that'll be good.
Okay, so I'm not sure why neither of you responded back to my emails, but I don't really care, as long as you both know this and understand that I'm not going to settle for anything less than what I'm going to tell you that I'm going to get once I arrive in the dorm. I'll take the top bunk. I do not want the single bunk where it has a desk underneath the top bunk. So don't try to leave me that. I'm also taking one of the white closets. There should be two white closets, and I'm taking one of them. I don't care which one it is. Just know I'm taking one of them. Can you believe this, girl? Can you believe this, girl? Oh, it keeps going.
Oh, yeah.
I want the desk that's near the window. Plain and simple. I don't care about who gets the bottom bunk, but just know that what I stated above is what I'm expecting once I arrive at the dorm. And I won't be in the mood for any arguing or other nonsense because one of you two decided to deliberately disregard this email. If needed, it'll turn into a bigger situation. So don't try me. Sorry, but not that sorry for the attitude. I don't like being ignored because that's just rude. But that's what you both decided to do, so I decided to make it clear now on the kind of person I am and what I will take and not take. Boy, she's definitely making it clear what kind of person she is, isn't she?
I'm telling you, if I got this email, I'd really be looking forward to that semester.
So now let me just be the devil's advocate. This is a strong-minded, strong-willed young woman.
No, this is an entitled
brat. Who has been raised to take the lead. Take the initiative and let her opinions and desires be known, and she's just asserting herself. What's wrong with that?
She's an entitled brat. That's what she is. I mean, it is irritating when you send somebody an email and they don't respond. I mean, that is sort of irritating, but not this kind of irritating.
Yeah. So as a final reminder, I am getting the top bunk of the bunk bed with the bed on the bottom. I am getting one of the white closets, and I'm getting the desk near the window. That's fair enough to ask, considering that I'm giving up fighting for the top bunk. Wow, I think she's just a fine negotiator.
Is that you know.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what part of the Clinton for President campaign apparatus she works for.
Mm-hmm.
Because could you hear Hillary Clinton in her voice doing this?
Oh yeah,
it's not great. Anyway, it went viral because one of the recipients of this email decided to share it on social media.
Yeah.
And as these things often do,
how do you think this is going to be resolved? I mean, obviously, it seems like to me that the folks from UCLA are going to have to get involved and become negotiators.
No, one of the roommates sent this, forwarded it to the people who handle housing for UCLA and said, "Can you believe this? Can you move me, please, to another room?" And they were ignored. So basically, one of the roommates sent back a response and said, "Listen, honey, this ain't going to be how it goes." Real fast, Dan in Bethesda, you're on WMAL. Go, Dan.
What do you think, Dan?
Yeah, first thing, you forgot to say like 20,000 times in there when you were doing that, Larry. You got to get with the like program. Second, I just raised two of those, man. Those women coming out of college. And one of them wasn't exactly like that, but she could get like that. And I don't know where it went wrong. I don't know where I went wrong, man. I don't know. Help me.
I figured it was the Montgomery County school system. It's the only explanation, Dan, in Bethesda. Thank you. And you're right. There would have been a whole lot of likes in there, but she, I think when you write an email, you don't add the likes. But if she was just saying that in the conversation, it would have been every three words. It's 7:22.
Overwhelmed or fed up with investing for retirement all on your own? We can help. Listen every Saturday at noon to Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines.
All right, if you need to stop what you're doing right now, and listen very closely to me because I'm going to help you out, especially if you're a person who's been thinking about putting new windows in your home. Thompson Creek Window Company, the one company that does it all. They design, they build, they install windows custom made for your home in our unique climate. They install windows that are energy efficient. If you install these windows, you'll see your utility bills go down. That's what people see. Well, right now, Thompson Creek is having a special sale. The lowest prices of the season, and here's the deal. If you buy three windows, you get one free. You have the chance right now to save money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills, plus increase the value and comfort of your home. It's a no-brainer. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details, or alternatively, call and set your appointment. Get the thing started. Now's the time to act. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all of your shooting and hunting needs. That's this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit. Premiere episodes Tuesdays, 10 Eastern. CNBC. Get yours.
There's still plenty of time to hang out on your deck or patio and enjoy the warm weather, but only a limited time to enjoy 25% off all fences, decks, and pavers from Longfence. Financing available for qualified buyers. Visit longfence.com today for your free estimate.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, I'm watching this live in the traffic cameras. Everybody's stopped. 66 eastbound before you get to 28 Centerville. Now, crews have been dealing with this crash for a while. They cleared everything to the shoulder. Now, fire truck ambulance there. And I'm seeing about four or five rescue authorities walking across 66. And here they go. They picked up some debris, and now they've released three lanes. You're going to move again, but huge delays on 66 out of Gainesville to this longstanding crash before you get to 28 in Centerville. So a little bit frustrating for everyone I know, but they have a lot that they were dealing with and the cleanup. Seeing a lot of volume if you're coming out of Gainesville, heading through the battlefield. Of course, everyone's looking for an alternate there. Let's get you Maryland, Howard County out of West Friendship. If you can, avoid 32 south of I-70 north of Pfeffercorn Road due to an incident with a truck. 270, big delays this morning. Of course, now we're back at it. Everyone to work and school, so we're slow most of the way from Frederick off and on down into Rockville. And again, a reminder for Metro Rail, no Green Line trains between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue. Person was struck by a train near the Suitland Station. Shuttle bus service set up. Update is brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people, make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front is on the march, but we're going to heat it up again today. Hello, 94 degrees. Lots of sunshine with a few clouds, especially this afternoon. We're going to back it down, though, tomorrow to only near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 727.
You know, we talked a lot yesterday about Hillary Clinton's health issues, and there are so many things that we're still sort of unanswered, and the story seems to be convoluted. But here's what we do know. Hillary Clinton has let it be known that she will put aside her Afghan, her little comforter, and she's going to return to the campaign trail on Thursday, leaving her home in Chappaqua, hitting the campaign trail. Also on Thursday, and this is very interesting, Donald Trump is going to talk about his own health. You know, it's been interesting. I've had a great deal of respect for the fact that Donald Trump has not actually come after Hillary on the health issue, has said, look, I want to talk about the basket of deplorables. I hope she gets better. I think that was exactly the right approach to take in a situation like that. But he is going to go on the Dr. Oz show on Thursday and talk about apparently a physical that he had taken recently. And Dr. Oz has said, I'll ask pointed questions, but then he immediately said, but not any questions that he doesn't want to answer. I don't know what that means.
He's also going to address questions about the Trump Foundation and Trump University. He'll be going on the Judge Judy program for that one. It's 728.
I love it.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Oh my gosh, you are hysterical.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. inspires a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up on WMAO, KT McFarland, Fox News National Security Analyst.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A person was struck and killed by a Metro Green Line train early this morning. It happened a little after 5 between the Naylor Road and Suitland stations. Right now there is no Green Line service between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue. Metro has shuttle buses running. While Hillary Clinton is resting at home, President Obama is among the big-name Democrats out campaigning on her behalf. Yesterday he was in Philadelphia.
President Obama stood at the foot of the Philadelphia Art Museum steps here. Yep, the ones from Rocky. And he quickly showed he was here not just to support Hillary Clinton, but to punch back against Donald Trump repeatedly and directly, calling him out by name, which he doesn't always do.
Correspondent Michelle Kosinski. The Loudoun County School Board has voted not to consider censuring one board member who was arrested at a Donald Trump rally last month. Joy Maloney will be in court later today to face a trespassing charge. Republican County Supervisor Ron Meyer says Maloney calls the August 2nd incident an embarrassment for elected officials in Loudoun County.
The problem is that she hasn't apologized. She's doubled down. That's kind of what I was waiting for, is that she would apologize. We'd all be able to sort of move on from this. But she's just doubling down. It's really sort of, like I said, it's just what example does this set for our kids?
Meyer spoke a few minutes ago here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Virginia gun rights activists are suing Katie Couric for defamation over that documentary that they say misrepresented their response to one of her questions. And the Prince George's County Council has said no to a major expansion of the Walmart store in Landover Hills. Their unanimous vote reverses a decision by the County Planning Board. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,067, the NASDAQ at 51.55. Sports, Mark Melanson gives up a 10th inning homer as the Nats lose to the Mets. The Orioles beat the Red Sox. WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Easy as pie. Down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you got to take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist 777. That means you can call on Snell's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained. And Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor to talk to you about health care. No, not the political angle, the personal one. The relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group and was so impressed with the personal attention their concierge model offers. At Principal Medical Group, patients' priorities come first, whether it's setting convenient same-day appointments or offering direct 24/7 access to Dr. Jones. You will feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the team at Principal Medical Group will offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office, call 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. Healthcare is changing, but the principles of good health shouldn't. Learn more at principalmedicalgroup.com.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good news in Centerville. Finally, all lanes released. Eastbound on 66 as you come up to 28 Centerville. In fact, no signs of the crash even remain on the shoulder. The signs of the crash are that we have the huge backups out of Gainesville, though. So from Gainesville, solid, just bumper to bumper and that sun glare as well, working up toward Centerville. North on 28, watch for the signal light delays to get up to the Beltway. Also, both 234 on Sudley Road. That is going to be extremely slow. And Prince William Parkway just emerge into those backups. Virginia on 95 northbound and Lorton crash. They're trying to get everything confined to the left shoulder. Looks like they're partially crowding the left lane. So just be very careful, 95 in the Lorton area. 395 solid Newington to cross the 14th Street Bridge, that entire stretch. On the ICC, crews still dealing with the crash on Maryland's 200 as you head westbound before you get to 355. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still running well above average temperatures in our forecast. Today, we're getting into the 90s again. 94, plenty of sunshine. Cooler weather, however, on the way by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Burke, 64 in Gaithersburg, 64 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by V&F Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 737 here on WMAL. First, she calls a bunch of Americans deplorable and irredeemable. Then she has a health scare that makes her collapse in front of everyone. How will Hillary Clinton's very bad last several days affect the presidential campaign? We'll talk to Byron York coming up at 8:05. You'll want to hear it. Byron knows these things. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, you know where you love her, you can't live without her, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst, an all-round great person. You can follow her at KT McFarland, and you should, because you learn stuff by following KT. Good morning, KT.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so John Kerry, our Secretary of State, has sat down with the Russians and have worked out some kind of ceasefire agreement in Syria. Is this the best option? Is this a good thing? Is this a bad thing? I actually am very curious to get your response to that.
You know, saying that John Kerry sat down with the Russians, the Russians told John Kerry, you want to be in the photo op? Here's the deal. And if I look at, take a step back in the entire Obama, Clinton, Kerry foreign policy, particularly with regard to the Middle East, is who lost the Middle East? Iran is now emboldened. Mm-hmm. Iran will have nuclear weapons within the decade, and Iran is now our new emboldened enemy. Russia is now shaping events in the Middle East, not the United States. Russia's shaping events.
Mm-hmm.
If if the ceasefire works, it's because Russia wants it to work, not because we have anything to do with it. And to be in that photo op at all, what did Secretary Kerry have to give up? Are we giving up on our allies, the Kurds? Are we giving up on the insistence that Assad has to go?
Right.
He paid a price to be in that picture.
And here's something that I'm not quite understanding, KT. You know, I've listened to Barack Obama and John Kerry over the years, and they talk about how, you know, America is too involved in these things, and we have no right to dictate other countries' futures. This is a serious ceasefire, and it was agreed upon between the United States and Russia. Where was Syria at the table? Where was ISIS at the table? Where were the Kurds at the table? Where were the rebel groups at the table? Why are Russia and America signing a ceasefire? Are we at war?
It's because Russia had, if you look at what has the United States accomplished in the Middle East, right? We said Assad had to go. Assad is now going to stay. And with Russia and the United States at the table, it's the acknowledgement, I think, that Russia is shaping all of the events. If you want a big power to help you stay in power, you look at Russia, not the United States.
Yeah, so how is this different than the bad old days of imperialism where, you know, a bunch of the Western nations or European and Asian nations would get together and play a game of Risk with the Middle East? I mean, which is, by the way, what the left has criticized for decades.
I don't think that there is a big difference,
yeah.
And particularly now that Russia is calling events in the region. There is now a new alliance brewing in the Middle East. It's Russia, it's Iran, it's Shiite Iraq, and it's Hezbollah, and it's Assad of Syria. Where is the United States in this equation? Getting pushed around by every one of them.
I'm a little concerned about something else that's going on, and that is it seems that all around the world, our U.S. military is getting challenged and pushed around. I mean, the Iranians have sent out their fast boats to harass our ships. Now there's a story that a U.S. Navy surveillance aircraft was challenged by the Iranian military, and they threatened to shoot it down if it didn't change course. We've, of course, had incidents involving the Russians. The most recent one is apparently a fighter jet, a Russian fighter jet came within 10 feet of one of our submarine hunter aircraft, and the Chinese, of course, have been pushing us around as well and challenging us whenever they get a chance to in the South China Sea. Is there a place in the country, in the world, where we are still respected, or are we just, is this the way it's going to be? We're just going to be pushed around everywhere we go.
I think you've summed it up brilliantly, Brian, and I think it only gets worse, because President Obama is perceived as a weak, lame duck president. No drama. Obama does not want a crisis in his final months in office. And so, yes, they will grab. China will grab in the South China Sea. The North Koreans will grab. They'll test more nuclear weapons. The Iranians threaten war with us, which is what would happen if they shoot down an American aircraft in international airspace or destroy or attack an American ship in international waters. The Russians want us out of the Black Sea and probably even the Baltic. And so they'll all grab, and they'll grab while the grabbing's good, because they don't know what happens next, and they've got to worry that if, you know, everything's a one-time limited offer, get what you can now, because the sale may be over in January.
But what should America do? Let's say Barack Obama and John Kerry actually had a brilliant notion and picked up the phone and called KT McFarland and said, KT, we got these Iranian planes buzzing our ships. We've got these speedboats coming out and buzzing our ships. What do you think we should do?
Well, it's too late for them. But what the next president should do is, first thing, like Reagan did, increase the defense budget, and particularly in areas where we are most vulnerable. Add a robust missile defense system. Add a cyber warfare offensive and defensive capability. Go to our adversaries, whether it's Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, saying, you all have one thing in common. You keep your people away from the internet. You don't let them see anything about you. Mm-hmm. We're going to tear down those cyber walls so your own people can look at what you're doing to them, and then they can make a decision about what leadership they want. And I would say the United States, tactically, we should be moving all around the Persian Gulf, all around the South China Sea, talking to our allies in Asia, saying, maybe it is time you guys step up and rearmed, and go to the Europeans and say, and our NATO allies, and saying, get the checkbook out and start paying your fair share.
All right. So, again, any sense of how this is shaping up after that commander-in-chief conference that we had the other day?
You mean how the election is shaping up?
Did it have any impact when they were discussing what it takes to be a good commander-in-chief?
Well, look, Hillary Clinton's record, just run on her record, right? She wants you to run on her record. She's been on the wrong side of every major foreign policy decision for the last decade. And as far as Donald Trump, I thought he looked like a commander-in-chief. And I think he has a unique historic opportunity. The next president has a unique opportunity. Mm-hmm. They can rethink America's relationship with the Middle East. We don't need their oil anymore. They can rethink the relationship with Russia, rethink a lot of the relationships we've been locked into for the last 15 years. Now, it is a unique opportunity. I don't think Hillary Clinton will take it because she's Barack Obama's third term. And I think Trump, will he take it, will he not? I don't know. But at least he's willing to challenge the conventional wisdom.
All right, we'll leave it there. KT McFarland, thank you.
Thank you.
It is now 7:44 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We thrive in helping businesses of all sizes succeed. I want John Marshall Bank to be your bank. Contact me by visiting johnmarshallbank.com and let me introduce you to a better way to bank. John Marshall Bank.
Member FDIC.
Listen up, there's only 2 weeks left to get a free month supply of Genucel with your order. That's right, they're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call and order right now. You buy 1 month, you get a second month free. You've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective treatment for the bags under your eyes, the puffiness around your eyes. It's just a gel, it's all natural, and I use it, I love it. It's made a difference for me. You know, with the hours that we keep here on Mornings on the Mall, I'd have bags under my eyes, the size of luggage for a European trip. It would be awful, but not with Genucel. In fact, with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. But listen to this. If you call now, you're also going to be the first in the world to try this brand new product from Chamonix, the fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder. Now, Esotique is their skincare product that put Chamonix on the map. It gets rid of those little micro lines and some of the bigger lines as well. And you're going to look younger and better, or again, money back. It'll blow your mind. And it's free with your order. You don't even have to get your money back. It's free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. If you call now, they're going to give you free shipping too. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It's 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. Just as you come out of Frederick, right near the Monocacy, that's where the delays begin. Heavy volume, and that's just our normal commute to get us through Gaithersburg, Rockville, and down toward the Beltway. Not so normal, Maryland Route 200, also known as the ICC, Intercounty Connector. Maryland 200 westbound after Shady Grove Road, still with the accident, still quite slow. Not used to seeing the heavy volume on the ICC, so get prepared if you're paying for that through that stretch. Beltway Bethesda, inner loop slowing around to Connecticut Avenue, outer loop jammed from 95 to George Avenue, had a stalled along the way. South of Maryland 95 near 212, incident was over on the shoulder. Virginia 66 in Centerville, accident completely gone, but the delay's with us out of Gainesville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still running well above average temperatures in our forecast. Today, we're getting into the 90s again. 94, plenty of sunshine. Cooler weather, however, on the way by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stady, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 degrees at 747.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
That's Bruce Springsteen there, grunting and groaning and growling through his less than inspiring lyrics. Sorry.
Wow.
He's just...
Send your cards and letters, too.
Disaster. I'd be more than willing to take them up. I've had this debate with many of my friends.
I'm sort of with you.
Who are completely misguided. Bruce Springsteen is a second-rate talent who has been able to sell a whole lot of tickets and a whole lot of songs that all sound the same. And Bruce Springsteen is now going to write a book about that. He's got a brand new book called Born to Run. How about that?
What an original idea for a title.
By the way, there's already a book called Born to Run. It's very famous, and it's about running, about this tribe in Mexico that can out-distance run any other people in the world. It's a great book. Anyway, Born to Run, that's the book coming, and he's going to do an 8-city book tour, and clearly he won't be appearing on this program now, but that's okay. I know a lot of people love Bruce Springsteen. A lot of my friends who are conservatives, like, he's just an odious human being, and he hates everything I stand for, but his book is coming out, so you can learn about how he did it.
Hmm.
how he brought himself up from
I'm with you. I'm,
rags
I'm, to I've riches. Never been particularly enamored with Bruce Springsteen, and I know that, you know, man, that is something that is going to trigger a debate among many of my friends.
Oh, you're triggering people.
Well, I'm triggering.
That's what you do.
That's what I do.
So there you go. That's your news about Bruce Springsteen. Meanwhile, also in the entertainment world, Bradley Cooper. So now, Hillary was supposed to co-host The Ellen Show.
Right.
I believe yesterday, but because of her illness, she wasn't able to do it. So Bradley Cooper and Michelle Obama went in to The Ellen Show, right? I don't know if Michelle Obama went onto The Ellen Show in place of Hillary Clinton or not.
She was co-hosting.
She was co-hosting, yeah. And I know that Hillary was supposed to either yesterday or today, so maybe Michelle was standing in. I'm not sure. Anyway, Bradley Cooper was a guest.
Mm-hmm.
And first, of course, they had to take the selfie together. But then Bradley Cooper told Michelle Obama an interesting story.
How many times have you been to the White House?
Twice. How many times have you been there?
The state dinner,
yeah.
Which is technically
that,
the White House.
That counts.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I had just done American Sniper. And the tuxedo, I only had one tuxedo, it didn't fit, and then I was so nervous that it would rip, and so I decided the last minute to 86 the underwear.
Because, you know, because if it should rip, it's much better to not have underwear on.
For us. It's good for us, right, ladies?
Yeah.
Oh, objectifying that poor young man, Bradley Cooper. So listen, he may have played a Navy SEAL in the movie American Sniper, but apparently at the White House, he went commando. It's 7:50.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $80,000 Corvette giveaway on Friday, September 30th. Earn entries now for your chance to win your share of $80,000 in prizes or a 2017 Chevy Corvette. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Time to check in on your money at the CNBC News Desk. Here comes Chuck Kamlick.
All right, good morning. Continuing the up one day, down the next pattern. Stocks will rise on Wall Street today, but not as much. No triple digits here. We're talking about 50 points, maybe. It's not the deal of the century, but it is the biggest cash deal ever. Aspirin maker Bayer officially announcing that it is buying seed and farm giant Monsanto for $66 billion. Now the big headache, they got to get it past the governments here and in Germany. Ford out with mixed news today. The car maker will still turn a $10 billion profit this year, but earnings next year won't be as rich because of investments in new projects like self-driving cars. Uber's testing a self-driving car in Pittsburgh this morning. A technician will be along for the ride, but riders who agree to participate get to go free. Toys R Us reported a $95 million loss for its latest quarter. It sold more toys in Canada and Asia. But here in the U.S., sales were flat. And Burger King starts selling its Cheetos chicken fries this morning. They are essentially cheese-dusted chicken sticks. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, the kids are back in school, leaving behind what? What do they do? Well, they may be out of the way, but they left behind a lot of dirt, bacteria, and stains buried deep in your treasured Persian and Oriental rugs. And that means it's time for a deep-down professional cleaning. Now, if you want your rugs done right, then you need to ask the right questions before choosing the company to have them clean your rugs. Do they clean the rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility to see where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If they can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid. Hadid will gently wash each of your cherished Persian and Oriental rugs by hand. They can restore your rugs to their original brilliance and make it a healthier environment for your home or office. Here's what you do. Just pick up the phone, call this number. It's everything you need to know. 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111. Get 20% off implant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery, a minimum order, or go online to JoeHadid.com to find one of Hadid's four convenient drop-off locations. That's JoeHadid.com or call this number, 703-241-1111.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, must give everybody a reminder about Metro Rail. The problem this morning, Green Line, no train service between Branch Avenue and Southern Avenue. Unfortunately, we had a person that was struck by a train between the Suitland and Naylor stations. So again, no Green Line service between Branch and Southern Avenue, but shuttle bus services have been set up. George Washington Parkway still with the crash northbound before you get to the Beltway that had been causing some southbound rubbernecking delays. Those have eased. Southbound, your heavy delay begins before 123. Take you down the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, accident reported southbound between 198 and 197. And on DC 295, inside the Beltway, southbound 295 after East Capitol Street for the crash. They were allowing one lane to get by here just a few moments ago. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue, serving seven classic sandwiches starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow in a toasted brioche bun. Dickie's classic sandwiches from a real wood-burning pit, just like they've been doing at Dickie's since 1941. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front is on the march, but we're going to heat it up again today. Hello, 94 degrees. Lots of sunshine with a few clouds, especially this afternoon. We're going to back it down, though, tomorrow to only near 80. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
72 degrees right now at 7:57.
As the Zips dry cleaning spokesperson, I'm often heard on the radio talking about Zips' amazing flat rate of just $2.29 to dry clean any garment, using the same quality process as the full-price cleaners. But I rarely stop to tell you exactly what this means. It means for $2.29, Zips will dry clean ladies' blouses, suit coats, sport coats, fancy pants, khaki pants, jeans, skirts, mini skirts, ties and bow ties, polo shirts, shorts, wedding dresses. Wait, are you listening? We will actually dry clean your wedding dress for $2.29. Or your prom dress, your casual dress, a formal gown, a tux jacket or pants, sports jerseys, go team, work uniforms, athletic
uniforms, winter coats, spring jackets, and all kinds of sweaters. All for just $2.29 per garment and even less to launder shirts. So stop overpaying for dry cleaning and try Zips. Professional cleaning, unbeatable pricing. For a Zips near you, go to 321zips.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft, and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by Byron York from the Washington Examiner. He's been covering the campaign.